Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
You're up today.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, and you've interrupted me.
He only gets like 2 minutes an hour to talk, and you've just ruined the end of it.
Do you know what? And I really enjoyed myself. I liked it.
Did you see any Northern Lights last night, anyone?
No.
I kept on looking.
I did as well.
And nothing.
Karen pointed out when I got
home...
I
knew you were going to say this. I've waited for you to
say this on the radio. Karen pointed out when I went home that we were wondering whether Joe would see it from our window here. And she quite rightly pointed out that the clue's in the title. The Northern. You have to look north.
Right.
So actually looking from Southend over to Kent and Sussex isn't going to work for us.
Isn't going to work.
Because that'd be the Southern Lights.
Yeah.
We worked out. Then we did a bit of north, east, west, south, didn't we, this morning in the office. I was the human compass.
In Joe's defence, I also was looking out the same window going, I wonder where they are.
So was I. I watched the sunset.
And that sets in the west.
In the west,
and rises in the east. So we were looking in completely the wrong direction.
How many people who work at a radio station were involved in trying to figure out?
There was four of us, including two journalists, looking to work out where north was.
I've never understood it, if I'm honest.
Never each, or did we?
No, yeah, I know, but it depends on where you're standing on.
Yeah, it does.
It does, though, doesn't it?
And I try and work out, I go, where is north? How do I know that from standing, like, wherever I was in Southend or in Wickford? How do I know? And then I have to go to the A127. I need to get to the M1 to work out where north is.
All that I'm thinking, if I'm near the M6, I'm doing well.
I'm halfway there. Yeah.
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right then, Tuesday on the Big Drive Home as we say goodbye to February already. Wow.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex with Beyonce and Break My Soul. 3:10, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. So we're talking about Northern Lights. We're talking about east, west, south and north and stuff. And we're getting advice now how to learn your west, south, easts and norths.
Never each, ready to wait
is one of them. David says, best way to look at it is Southend Sea is always going to be south. Says so in the name.
I didn't know that.
South End. The south doesn't end here, does it? Because there's like Kent and Sussex.
Yeah, but so the sea that we're looking at, that I thought that was, someone told me that was part of
it's the Thames.
Yeah, the Thames.
It's the estuary, but it goes out to the North Sea.
Yeah, so none of it makes any sense.
I always look at where, because I come from Eastbourne, which is south. It's the furthest, there isn't anywhere south.
Surely it's east.
East. It's east of the Bourne. It's east of the River Bourne.
Where's Bourne?
Don't know, but there's a South Bourne, North Bourne, West Bourne, and an East Bourne, and a Jason Bourne. So it's east of, there must be a River Bourne somewhere, and it's east of that.
Right.
So that's south, isn't it? Because the next thing is water, and then France. So it's south. So I always look.
But ain't we southeast?
We're East Anglia, aren't we? We're east. Yeah. We're east. Southend is east.
Okay, what about in like Wickford? South.
East.
East. Southeast.
No, we're not southeast. We're east, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, London, southeast.
London was just London.
Well, I don't think
you always get London and the southeast. We get weird TV here, because if you're in Wickford, you get BBC East. If you're in Southend, you get London, don't you?
Yeah.
So it is kind of separated, because Colchester is different to Southend, obviously, because it's like further, it's different. It's a different part of the world.
It's up north, isn't it?
Yeah, but Southend isn't... We're not south here. Eastbourne south. I'm up north. Anywhere for me. Even Hayward's Heath's up north.
I've honestly never understood it. I've never tried to understand it. All that I know is I'm a southerner. Sean's a northerner. That's it. That's all I know. Sean from
Five. Your mate Sean from Five is from Leeds. Yeah, so he'd be a northerner.
He's a northerner.
We are southerners, as in we're south of the river.
If you live in Birmingham...
Yeah.
You're Midlands. The Midlands.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're sort of not part of any...
And if you live further than Newcastle, further up than Newcastle, you're Stevie Shillinglaw.
And Cole.
Yeah, and Cole. There you go. But getting good views of the Northern Lights, apparently. Thank you, David. All right, 13 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home, Chris and Scott in Essex, we know that. LF System, Hungry for Love. Can people make songs like this so that Just Eat will use it one day in an advert?
Probably, yeah.
And they go, oh, I didn't even think of that. I always think that with adverts, you get certain songs that come out and you're like, this sounds like it could be an advert for something else, and then generally it is.
Unless you're from the band I was in, we wrote a song for Pepsi, and it didn't,
they didn't
sound,
use it.
No, they did. It sounded like a Sunny Delight song.
Yeah.
We wrote it, and I always said, this should have been for Sunny Delight. And it was for Pepsi. It didn't make any sense.
Scarlett Moffat is back in the news. She hasn't been in the news for a while. She's okay. Back now with her statement where she reckons aliens are humans from the future. She claims our heads will grow to hold more knowledge and our skin will go sort of grey and silky as a reaction to climate change. She said it's called the future of us theory. That's what it's called. At the minute, we have loads of information at our fingertips. So if you think about it, as we evolve, we're going to need bigger heads. Scarlett also said, this is on her podcast, she also said that our eyes and skin will change because of climate change. Obviously, we'll need to adapt because everyone's going to be boiling hot. So we'll have silky and smooth, probably hairless. Could kind you, of grey, silky, hairless skin.
Couldn't you just get in the nose for like, say, normal thing?
I don't know.
That's unbelievable. We'll probably, so our heads are going to...
Yeah, we'll probably be a bit grey because we're always going to be in the dark. And we're going to be in the dark. And then our eyes will get bigger because we're nocturnal, because it's always dark. And she says, what have I just described? Literally every image of an alien you've ever seen. So she reckons the future humans have time traveled back to now to warn us about the dangers of the environment.
Oh my God. So in her mind,
yeah,
the aliens that people say they see,
yeah,
are us trying to
in
warn
the future
us.
Coming back to go,
whoa, this is what you're going to look like if you don't sort out the environment.
I've got your ideas. Yeah, that's wow. That's literally what she's saying. Yeah, it's a good podcast though, because it's a BBC podcast, and she just talks openly about it, and then it's
then we talk about it,
and then we talk about it, and then she gets more famous for it. But yeah, she reckons aliens are humans from the future. But we've never seen an alien, have we?
Well, I haven't.
I've not seen. You seen an alien?
No.
No, I've never. So I don't know what I've only. They're only depicted on telly, like E.T.
But what the weird part about the alien thing is that, because you're told what an alien looks like, if you get a child to draw an alien, they draw
E.T.
That's a very similar version of that.
Yeah.
Because
in our mind's eye, that's all we can see. So that's what we go with.
Yeah. It's, I might draw a completely different alien and then go do a podcast.
A friendly little thing. Like, yeah. Oh, he's cute.
He's cute.
Little Furby thing. Yeah, that'd be good. 18 minutes after 3, big drive home on Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. It's Radio Essex, Head and Hearts, Joel Corry, M and EK. It's 3:27, big drive home. Hey to Lisa. Carrying on with our little geography lesson that we're having today. I didn't know, every day and all that, it's a school day. Lisa says Essex is considered part of the East of England region, along with Hertfordshire, Norfolk and Cambridgeshire. I knew this.
Yeah.
I know where I live. I work for the NHS representing the East of England, and these are the areas that we represent. So anything outside of London up to Norfolk, southeast is Kent and basically Sussex. So my hometown's southeast.
Yeah, Eastbourne. I'm actually like, feel like I'm at school. I'm learning something today.
Good.
I've just downloaded a compass. I didn't have one.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, but what was funny is a little peep behind the curtain. Me and Chris were just standing with our two different phones, walking around the studio, which isn't massive, going north, that's east, that's south.
But we knew anyway, because we know, because we always watch the sunset. That sounds more romantic than it is.
Don't tell people we always watch the sunset.
We always get a glass of Pimm's, don't we?
Yeah, we hold hands. me, Chris and Tom.
I just realised how it sounded.
We hold hands and we watch the sunset. We don't do it like that, though.
We just open the blinds, go, look, sunset's nice. My camera roll is full of pictures of South End and the sunset. And then every time, I take, when we go outside, when it was like sort of October, November, so we left here at 6 as the sun was setting, we'd always stand outside. There's always loads of people outside the studio taking pictures of the sunset because it's right by Three Shells. It's a beautiful,
yes,
one of the nicest views in the world. It's gorgeous. Yeah. So whenever I take a picture, I'm like, oh, let's try and get the sun in there. Whenever you take a picture, like a bird will fly over the sun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If
yeah.
you just go, oh, I'll take a quick one, and it's like a masterpiece.
I know, it's incredible.
It's like images of birds flying through and stuff.
Yeah, you know, it looks like a postcard by picture.
Yeah, no, really good. So the sun sets in the west. So we knew roughly where the west was anyway, because we watched the sunset together.
We did. Most nights.
Yeah.
Do you know, right, when I was younger, I thought that I could dig to Australia. This is a true story.
Well, you could, in theory.
Well, I was about nine or ten.
I think if you hit the core of the earth, you'd get quite hot.
Yeah, I was convinced. This is when I lived at home with my mum and dad.
Mm.
And because I didn't move out when I was 9 or 10. Me and my mate, Chris Monk, we got shovels out of the shed and started digging in the lovely garden that mum and dad had like worked on. Because they had like flower beds and stuff.
Yeah,
and we thought, right, slap bang in the middle of the garden, just start digging.
Did you have the actual belief? Think back to being a kid. I know the answer because I think I've done similar things. The actual belief that in a minute I'll be in Australia and I'll just walk around and go, I'm in Australia, it's amazing.
In my mind and in Chris's mind, we thought if we dig for long enough and work hard enough,
we'd
get to Australia. And we were going in for a little while, having an orange juice, you know, to get our energy back, quick sandwich. And then it was. Quick Marmite sandwich and back on the daily grind. And we literally were digging and digging.
So what did you think was going to happen on the home and away beach? There'd just be sand moving and all of a sudden you two pop up and go,
g'day, mate. and in reality, what happened was my mum and dad came home and went mental.
And sent you to Australia.
Well, no,
live.
Because we literally, I mean, we had ruined the garden.
Was it a big hole?
We was in it. we were in, you know, like when you go to the beach, you can get in the...
Yeah,
we were in this hole. They were furious. My dad just surfing it back. Get out, Chris, go home! It was bad. Bad.
We did suffer as kids, though. If you think back to being kids, things you did as a kid that you laugh at now, but at the time was like, you were genuinely, this is going to work.
Yeah, you would. I thought I was going to end up...
I remember watching Rocky and thinking, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a boxer. I'm going to be a world champion boxer. That looks like a great thing. So you remember the big bottles of Robinson Orange, like the, I don't know, 5 litres?
Yeah.
They looked like dumbbells.
Yeah.
I filled one up with water, tied it up with strings and a washing line, and then used it as a punch bag. What I didn't anticipate happening was I'd hit it and it would come back and knock me out. So my first fight, I was KO'd by 5 litres of Robinson's Orange. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles, and As It Was, Big Drive Home for a Tuesday. Just talking about stupid things you did when you were a kid that you thought would work, like Scott digging a hole in the garden to get to Australia.
Didn't work.
Tom, you got any? Oh, obviously, you're probably still doing these.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I could fly as a child.
How did that work out for you?
Well, I tried it on the stairs.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay.
And
don't try this at home, kids.
Did you have wings?
I had a cape, of course.
Yeah. Sorry, I sounded stupid asking that question.
Yeah.
You had a cape on?
Yeah, like Superman.
Yeah.
And was it a tea towel?
Pretty much. It was like a bed sheet.
Yeah.
And I got to the top of my stairs and I jumped all the way down.
Oh my God.
And then I didn't get many steps down. I just ended up rolling down the stairs, actually. So,
wow.
Yeah. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. So.
This was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't get in. And I fell down the stairs trying to fly. Wow. Was there a moment, though, when you left your feet off the ground, you went, hang on a minute, this isn't going to work?
Yeah, literally the moment.
I think a lot of kids have thought this. Like,
it doesn't work, kids.
No,
don't
it doesn't.
Jump down the stairs.
I literally thought I was Super Ted. When I was a kid, I was like convinced that I'd be able to do it.
Would that be the one you'd want to be?
Out of all the...
Because for me, Superman, for me, Superman.
No, Superman definitely, but as a kid, I loved Super Ted. Like, I mean, I loved Super Ted.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But I can't fly either, unfortunately. And Chris, nor can you.
Nor can I. I can fly.
You can, no.
Yeah, I can.
Oh!
Is it tea time?
That's amazing.
20 to 4, we're already getting tea. Thanks, mate.
Didn't even ask for it.
You're our superhero.
Not all heroes wear capes, Joe.
I am, though.
Some wear hoodies. Thanks, Joe Kinchoff, for the evening show.
Jojo on the radio.
Jojo on the radio. Making tea already?
About 6, yeah?
What?
You're in early for your show. There's a lot of planning goes into your show.
I'll make tea.
All right. He comes in and makes tea.
See you in about an hour.
Joe Kinch, ladies and gentlemen, back on the radio from 6. Right, Metro booming the weekend, coming up with Creeping, Dua Lipa, Elton John on the way as well, and we'll check the roads next. 3:48, big drive home for Tuesday, talking about things you did as a kid that you look back and laugh at now, but Sarah in Burnham says, I was convinced as a child that I could mix everything in the bathroom together to create a potion. I once tried when my mum and dad were out and showed them when they got back because I thought they'd be proud. Turns out not. They were furious and never let me at home alone again. Apparently quite expensive moisturising and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you shouldn't
mix it all up together.
Yeah,
James Chelmsford said, guys, I used to be convinced there were mice in my bedroom as a kid and it used to freak me out. So what I used to do was whisper the weather to them to encourage them to leave my room and go outside.
Oh, it's nice outside.
Yeah.
You want to go outside? It's fine. Leave my room. It's nice, mice weather.
That's a bit weird.
It is weird. Thanks, yeah. James. Kelly says, when I was in secondary school, we used to use those little beans as counters in maths. Someone one day realised when you put them in water, they start growing, so it became a game to have living bean sprouts in your desk. To the point one day, this one kid, I think his name was Kieran, literally had a jungle in his desk.
Well, that worked.
I like that. Thank you, Kelly, for that. Kim Cummins is Keon the Crow. Here's I'll Be Waiting. It's Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr and Tully Amar with Sweet Lies on the big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. It's just coming up on 4 o'clock. Looking forward to this. Everyone keeps talking about it on the radio. I heard Jack talking about it earlier today and Connor as well. Some huge names coming to Chelmsford this summer. They're playing a very special Hideaway Festival, Clean Bandit, James Bay. What a voice James Bay's
brilliant.
Got.
Really
is he? Is the guy assigned to Ed Sheeran? Is that the same guy? Didn't Ed Sheeran sign a James?
Different James, I
different
think.
Different James.
Yes, I think so.
Very good voice, James Bay. Ella Henderson, Freya Ridings. We got tickets to this to give away for the Saturday and Sunday. It's a 2-day festival coming to Chelmsford this summer. Full details on this radio station with Martin and Sue on Monday. We'll give you full details and give you a chance to win tickets, because it's not worth us just telling you about a gig. We want to tell you about a gig and then go, here's your ticket.
That's nice.
So you could win tickets to go to that, and we'll find out more about it on Monday. But yeah, Clean Bandit, James Bay, Ella Henderson, all coming to Chelmsford this summer. It's the Hideaway Festival. Right, Chris and Scott, the big drive home. Rolling back with Latto, Mariah Carey, Big Energy. Haven't heard that for a while. That's coming up. Current UK 14, number one, Miley Cyrus and Flowers will get on for you as well. And we'll update the latest news and travel next at 4.
West Ham goalkeeper Lukas Fabianski could need surgery after suffering a fractured cheekbone and eye socket. He suffered the injuries during Saturday's 4-0 Premier League win against Nottingham Forest. French keeper Alphonse Areola is expected to play in tomorrow's fifth-round FA Cup tie against Manchester United.
Weather.
Well, it will be an overcast and showery end to the afternoon across Essex. The very last of the bright spells will come through the clouds and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 6 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
She'd never judge an injury, should you? Because I watched that match. And then when he went down, all the players were like, oh, mate, get up. And he got a substitute and he went off. And I was thinking, that looked like a light tackle. And what's he done? Fractured his eye socket.
And cheekbone,
yeah,
no less.
So you should never really judge.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Because sometimes they're older men. You go, oh, come off it, mate.
Yeah,
and then the next day, they're like in a cast.
Yeah,
like, oh.
Legs broken and stuff. But there you go.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right then, big drive home for Tuesday continues. Latto, Mariah Carey, Big Energy on the way. First of all, Miley Cyrus, here comes Flowers.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, 4:10. So it took me time there to...
Radio Essex, 4:10. You sound like Boris Johnson. Radio Essex, 4:10.
I don't know why, but that took a long time to process. There's a lot of numbers on
it's
my screen.
It's not even 4:10.
No, it's not even 4:10. It's 4:09. Latte Mariah Carey, Big Energy, and I'm feeling a little bit psychic. I've got some psychic feels coming on now. Have you?
Have you got the psychic feels? Yeah, it's funny because we've done this last week, right? We were literally finding out, well, we knew where you were from just by you asking one question, and that was the chip shop where you live, what's the house, what's the shop next to it?
Yeah.
Either side, didn't matter.
Yeah.
And from that, we got 7 out of 7, correct?
We were smashing that out of the park with your town. We were guessing your town. And it worked really well. We got you on the phone. We didn't want you to text us.
No.
You could use an withheld number.
You could.
You can dial. I don't know how you do that. Does anyone know?
I think you put.
I just use your phone if I need to.
No, you put 141 at the beginning.
All right, okay.
141.
And then you get the withheld.
Yeah, withheld, yeah.
So if you want us to guess where you're from, guess your town. Just by knowing what's next door to your local any of your local chip shops. I mean, it turned out Rayleigh had 4.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us it's a co-op. You could just say it's a convenience store.
And
we have people just going, it's a vet's.
And we got 7 out of 7. That much so that most of my family are furious with me. They all want to know how I did it. My dad said to me today, when are you doing that your town? When are you doing the your town thing? So let's go for it.
All right. If you want us to guess where you live, just by asking you one question, and we'll tell you what town or village you live in or what city you live in, call us up now, 01702 45 50 60. We don't want you to text because obviously we can see your number on a text, so we can kind of get... Well, actually, that doesn't help us, but that we don't want you to do that. So you can call us now, use a withheld number. If you're using a mobile, you don't need to worry about withholding your number because we can't tell from a mobile. Obviously,
no.
If you're calling from an 01702 number, it would narrow it down.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're calling from an 01268 number, it would narrow it down.
Yeah, but not loads, but it would.
01277 number would narrow it down.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of all the codes I know. That's it, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah. So get in touch now, 01702 45 50 60, and we will, just for asking you one question, work out where in Essex you are. Try us out if you don't believe us. 01702 45 50 60 is the number, and we'll talk to you next. It's Radio Essex with Joel Corry, Becky Hill, and History. 18 minutes after 4 is the big drive home. Hope you're doing okay. So let's do a round of your town. Just with one question, finding out exactly where you're from in Essex. I think I've had so many people come up to me, ask me how this works. Even my wife, I can't say.
Yeah, I know.
There's no apps involved. They're withheld numbers on today's. And we've got about 3. I think we're going to do 3 now. And they're all mobile phones. So there's no way of working out from there. It's just one question that we ask you. And that will determine our decision and where you're from. And currently we're on 7 out of 7. We're on 100% record on this. So it's big. Okay, let's speak to, first up is Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
All good, thank you. You guys?
Good, yeah, not too bad. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we're doing all right. We're still, you know, playing records on the radio and getting away with it. So, you know, while it lasts.
Living the dream, Ryan. Living the dream.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Ryan, what do you do, mate? Are you coming home from work or what are you up to?
Yeah, I'm a lorry driver with a crane on the back, so I high up stuff off.
Okay.
Proper geezer.
Geezer.
Okay,
Ryan.
Completed
it, mate.
There you go.
All the catchphrases. okay, so we're going to ask you one question. You're going to tell us the answer, and then we're going to tell you where you're from. Not where you are now, where you actually come from. So in your town, village, city, wherever it is, what is next door, either side, it doesn't matter, to the local chippy? You don't have to tell us the name of the shop, just tell us what type of shop it is. Shoe shop, convenience store, whatever.
There's a fuel garage.
Okay, it's a pure... Garage. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
It's a chippy, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So,
Go on, you say it.
You're in Rochford.
What? Oh.
Is that right?
Is it right?
Mate, I'm... I don't want to answer because it's radio and I don't want to get you in trouble, but yeah.
We're very clever, Ryan.
We're pretty good at the old
Ryan
fishing.
In Rochford.
There you go, Ryan. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Maybe it was the R. Ryan in Rochford.
Ryan, cheers, mate. Thank you for calling up. You've completed it, mate. Well done. Take care. Bye bye. Let's do one more. Let's go to Trevor. Hello, Trevor.
Hiya. Hiya, guys.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good. And I was just about to say, where are you from?
Yeah. Can you imagine? I'm not going to tell you that, am I? Yeah.
Go, I'm from blah, blah. We go, all right, okay.
Yeah, it's ruined it, Chris.
That'd be too easy.
Are you coming home from work? What are you up to today?
No, I'm in my little shop. Me and my wife got a little shop.
Oh, nice.
So I'm working in there today.
Is it next to a chip shop?
No, it's not, actually.
All right, okay.
It'd be nice if it was.
That would be easy. That would help us out a lot. I'm going to hand you over to our psychic pop star, Scott.
Right, okay. Okay, Trevor, right. So here we go. The chip shop near your area, in your area, what is the shop next to it?
It could be any chip shop.
There is a double glazing shop.
All right, okay, double glazing shop.
Double glazing?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a secondary question? Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, go on.
Where you're
from. Go on, Chris.
Do you know Ryan?
I know a couple of people called Ryan, but...
Yeah.
Ryan from Rochford?
There's another Ryan in Rochford, isn't there?
You're in Rochford, aren't you?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you are.
You're
Rochford.
There's another chippy down the road next to the gas store.
How do you do this?
Well, it's a secret, Trev, and I can't divulge that information to you.
You must drive around a lot.
Yeah, we do. We drive around chip shops quite a lot.
We like chips.
You should see the size of it.
Yeah, you must see a lot of chips.
Trevor in Rochford in your shop. Thank you, but go give your shop a plug. What do you do?
It's Tiddy's. It's a little toy, early learning toy shop on the
Nice. In Rochford. I know it well, near the
chip shop.
The chip shop.
Yeah.
All right, Trev, you take care. Thanks for playing, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, mate. There's Trev in Rochford. Ryan, number two Rochfords in a row.
I know, that's amazing.
Incredible. If you want to play, we'll take a couple more calls in the next 10 minutes. 01702 45 50 60. Get involved. Thanks. Right, 4:27. Chris and Scott, big drive home for a Tuesday. Thanks for having us on. Talking to Colette in just a second after Freya. Ryan is going to try and work out where Colette's from. We could take another couple of calls on this as well if you want us to work out where you're from just by asking you one simple question. Get on the phone now, 01702 45 50 60. All we need to know is...
what's the shop next to your chip shop called?
That's it. From that, we will work out where you're from in the whole of Essex. 01702 45 50 60. Get involved. It's Radio Essex, Freya Ridings and Weekends. Big drive home, 4:31. Hope you're doing okay. So let's do another quick round of your town.
Okay.
Or the chip shop game, as it's now been known.
Yeah, people keep on...
Can I play the chip shop game?
Can I play chip shop game?
we called it your town, so we could use that piece of music. And we're going to stick to that. But if you want to call it the chip shop game, which is what people have said to me when they've seen me and gone, oh, how'd you do the chip shop game? That's what people say.
Yeah, I mean, I got stopped outside a chip shop, which was weird.
You knew where you were.
Yeah.
let's go first to Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
Good, yeah, not too bad, Donna. Are you at home? Are you working today? What are you up to?
I'm at home at the moment.
Okay. And we're going to work out exactly, well, not exactly where that is.
Because that'd be weird, yeah.
We're going to work out where you are, like a town or a village or a city or wherever. So we'll work that out with one question, Donna. And that question is, what is next door to your local chip shop?
A walkway.
A walkway, like an alleyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. Go on, you go for it.
Donna, are you in Thundersley?
I am, yeah.
Hey! 100% record continues.
That's 10 out of 10.
Nice. Lovely. Brilliant.
Oh, Donna, thank you for playing. Brilliant. Cheers,
lovely,
Donna.
Thank you.
Cheers, take care, Donna. Mate. Line two, who else wants to play? It's Liam. Hello, Liam.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Are you in a lorry? It sounds like you're in an aeroplane. Where are you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, I'm in the van. You're on the Bluetooth next to the van, so all right, okay. I apologise.
That's all right. No, it's safety first, Liam. Safety first. What do you do, Liam?
That's it. I'm a carpenter.
All right, okay. And you're heading home or still working?
No, I'm heading home. Nice. So hopefully none of the bosses are listening.
Yeah. okay, Liam. Here's Scott. He's got a question for you.
Right, Liam.
No worries.
So, chip shop in your area. What is the shop next to it?
It's an off-license.
Off-license. Right.
It's called off-license.
Oh, yes. That is definitely Romford.
How in the world?
Well, the thing is, you'll never know, mate, but thank you for playing along.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let's do one more. Let's go to Colette on line one. Hey, Colette, how are you?
Oh, hello, I'm good, thank you.
Good, you're impressed with this, Colette?
I'm so impressed, I can't even tell you. You don't feel...
Okay. Gauntlet has been thrown down.
It has. What do you do, Colette? You are home or are you working? What are you up to?
I work in district nursing.
And are you on shift
what
now?
Hospital? Don't answer, I'm joking. Don't answer that.
Yeah, because we could work it out. Where'd you work? Okay, are you working now or are you in break or are you at home? What are you up to?
I've just finished. I'm just about to pick my other half up.
Nice work.
Okay.
Okay, Colette, same question to you. What is next to your chip shop, either side, any chip shop in your area, your town,
left
or village,
or
whatever? Yeah, whichever.
There's an estate agent.
An estate agent's next to a chip shop?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a stab at this.
Yeah, go on. I know, but take it away, Chris.
I'll say the first word, you say the second word. I'm going to go, great.
Wake her in.
Stop it.
Yeah! Great wakering, baby!
How's great wakering? And the problem is, you've now taken part, but you'll never know how it's done.
Sorry.
Can you tell me the lottery numbers for tonight as well, please?
Yeah, coming up.
Go get a pen.
Claire, thanks for taking part.
Thank you, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, we'll do some more of them soon. We'll do some maybe next week. I like the chip shop. Should we just call it the chip shop game?
Oh, yeah.
That's
chip
what it's
shop
known,
game,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Love that. 4:35, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson, Ankan Tamer, Chris and Scott, the chip shop sidekicks on the radio until 6 tonight. 4:42 at the moment. Not 6:42, that'd be silly. I can't time travel yet. Just learning the psychic thing at the moment. Haven't quite got to time travelling yet. If you want to hear that again, if you missed it, if you just tuned in, you're like, I just heard something about a chip shop. What happened? The podcast will be up pretty much an hour after the end of the show.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. It's all done. I don't know how he does it because he doesn't do much work in the day.
That's because he's doing the podcast.
Yeah. So that's going to be ready at 7.
I'm predicting the podcast throughout the day.
Yeah.
Well done.
Do you know how we do it?
I'm psychic, of course.
The chip shop thing. Do you know?
Yeah, I'm psychic.
Stevie Shillinglaw was just sat in the studio while we were doing that, and he was just mesmerised because he can see we're not using any apps.
I think he come in to try and catch
to work out how we do it.
And he went, "Can you tell me?" We didn't know.
Dobbo said it's easy how you do it. People have texted in the past and they've said where they live. Easy.
I haven't a clue how you guys do it, to be honest.
Well, that isn't how we do it, because not everyone has texted the station before. And in fact, we were asking last week for first-time callers, so no one had ever had contact with the radio station before.
Actually,
we were still doing it.
Yeah, actually, someone called Nicola.
Nicola,
yeah
but I already knew where she was from, because she's a Facebook friend.
Yeah, so I said to her,
you
can't
play.
Yeah.
We're honest. Ashley says, can I ask if it's an app called What Three Words? No. How would that work?
I mean, that is an app that I've used before, but
it doesn't involve chip shops.
No, that wouldn't work, Ashley. It wouldn't work that.
What did you say to your old man when he asked you? This is brilliant. I love this.
Yeah, right. So he was quizzing me, and I said, all right, I'll tell you. And then I said, it's a website that we use, www.where'smychipshop.com.
But he started Googling it.
Yeah, he started Googling it. Yeah, he's got the answer.
Right, podcast, you can hear last week's on the podcast as well. If you missed last week's one, we do it. We'll try and do it once a week. But you can download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for the Big Drive Home podcast, the Big Drive Home podcast, and you'll find us on there. And every day after the show, all the ads and music gets taken out. It's just the bants. It's Radio Essex, The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, and Die For You. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Here till 6 tonight, Joe on the radio tonight from 6 o'clock till 10. If you've had a heavy, stressful Tuesday and you're thinking, where can I go to chill tonight at 10 o'clock? Stay here.
Yeah,
Chill with Lauren. Essex Chilled on the radio tonight from 10. The best chill tunes you've heard. I've had it on before, like when you're going to bed. It's just quite soothing. And all the tunes
really,
just
really
unwinding
good songs,
you.
Yeah,
it's really good. Lauren here from 10 tonight with Essex Chilled. And that's how we do it for Tuesday. Right, update the latest on the roads and the latest headlines as well next with Stevie at 5.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he has a harmonious dressing room despite defenders Gabriel and William Saliba clashing in Saturday's Premier League match at Leicester. The pair were seen pushing each other after a heated discussion following the 1-0 victory. Arteta insists the centre-back partnership have a happy marriage.
Yeah, I don't want robots. I want players with feeling, with passion, that demand each other, and but then that they have that chemistry, and those two certainly have that chemistry on and off the field. And I love that, even winning, and they wanted to still to do better.
We do. We have a good show sometimes. We just fight in the corridor, don't we?
Have you and Scott ever had an argument?
Yeah, we fight all the time.
Really?
Because of this level of passion that we have for the show. We're often scrapping on the balcony.
So once I was holding him over there going, yeah, why did you do that link way?
Yeah.
No, we've never had an argument, ever.
Which is bizarre, isn't it?
Really annoying.
I've never had an argument with my best mate.
Haven't you?
No, I don't think so.
No, we
don't ring him for a couple of days.
But we see each other every day, pretty much.
We do, yeah.
And we've never, ever had anything to argue about.
That's cute. That's very cute.
I just bite my lip all the time.
Weather.
A dry, cloudy and chilly night in store across Essex, with temperatures over the wee small hours reaching lows of 2 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
2 degrees.
It's a bit low, isn't it?
It's soon, though, isn't it? Soon summer.
We could, like, stand in a circle and summon the good weather.
It was daylight when we left here at 6 o'clock last night.
It was.
It was a lot lighter than it normally has been, so
we
that's a good thing.
We watched the sun go down holding hands, and then we left.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go. Radio Essex.
It's so romantic. And then we looked over Southend and Scott went, oh, look, the Northern Lights. And I went, that's the airport. Bless him. All right, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, getting us underway. Just gone 5 on the big drive home.
You are listening to
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Two Step. Night, yeah. All we need is us to go on. Coming up, we will do the A to Z of music on the letter C. It's rap stars and DJs being a Tuesday, so we'll get your text in for those in just a second. Northern Lights back tonight, apparently. It's not a TV show, it's an actual outside in the world thing.
I kept on looking last night, didn't happen.
No, we did it. Oh, we got a really good picture, didn't we? Was it from Great Lees?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Great Lees.
It was Great Notley, wasn't it?
Great Notley. And it was, it was stunning. Proper red skies and stuff. So it was in Essex last night.
So I was looking, but yeah, I'll be looking again tonight. It would be amazing to see it.
Apparently it's been seen as far south as Cornwall. So even in Cornwall, they're seeing the Northern Lights, because obviously it's a northern thing.
Yeah.
So like Scotland, I think, often get some Northern Lights, not as much as like Norway, but you get some in Scotland. But in Cornwall, they could see them. There places in Kent in Essex as well, Sussex or some, and it's like an aura that's formed by, I've just done a little bit of research, by a solo flare erupting in the sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Sending charged particles towards Earth, which they sort of interact with our atmosphere, and then that's all it says.
So you're out of it now.
And then it makes colours in the sky. Which
like
is amazing.
Like a rainbow.
Like a rainbow. Maybe some more Northern Lights. Keep an eye out in the skies tonight. It's Radio Essex, Venby and Goddard with Messi in Heaven. How would you like to end the show tonight?
I don't really
not
want
now.
To
do
it, Chris.
No, I don't mean let's get Joe in now. I mean, you could end the show as in Tuesday completely, mate.
I want them to do it, though.
Not you.
I don't want to do it.
No, we'll get them to do it. It's your show, so you could just come on air and say Tuesday, not Wednesday, because that'd be silly. Tuesday, complete it, mate.
They could use the app.
What app?
They could use the app and use a voice note, couldn't they?
Yeah, send a voice note through the app. Easy. You could, if you want to say February, complete it, mate, you can.
It's a good one.
Because it's the last day. So you could go February, complete it, mate. We'll be able to say that. Winter, complete it, mate.
Yeah, we'll accept that. Tuesday or February, complete it.
It's up to you how you want to end the show tonight. You can do it in any style you want. Just get your app voice notes in via the app, which you can download wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex. We're coming back with Mimi Webb in just a second. And also the A to Z of music. For the letter C, it's rap stars and DJs today. BTS and Butter on the big drive home. It's 5:26. It's time for the A to Z of music.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Being a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
We're looking for rap stars and DJs that begin with the letter C. C, because that's where we're at on the alphabet.
Yes.
So
there's not loads to choose from, but there is some good ones.
Calvin Harris.
Yes, that's the most obvious one.
Central C is a rap star.
I thought we could get away with Crazy Town.
Crazy Town, Butterfly. Crazy Town's a rapper. That's I'd let you have that, would you?
Coolio.
Coolio.
Yes.
Cypress Hill.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take that.
Cardi B.
Who?
Yeah.
Cardi B, yeah. Yeah. Somebody said Cardi B. Will's already come in with that. Calvin Harris and Cardi B. That'd be a good rap battle. So Tuesday, we're looking for those. We're looking for rap stars and DJs beginning with the letter C. Obviously, I'm a DJ and I begin with the letter C, but I haven't got any hit singles to choose from.
No, you
haven't. I've got a mate that's got some, but I don't think that counts.
No, it wouldn't
count. So please don't put me down. That would be awkward, especially up against someone like Calvin Harris. I think I'd struggle. So 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. A DJ and a rap star or a rap star that begins with the letter C. We'll battle those out and play the winning tune just before six, and we'll find out off you the most requested two coming up in about 5 or 10 minutes' time. Yes. Sabrina Carpenter. It's called Nonsense on the Big Drive Home. It's 5:33. It's ironic us playing a song called Nonsense.
It should be our song, really.
Thank you very much for all your end of the show shows. We're grabbing those now. Here's one that's just literally just come through from Ryan. Ryan. Ryan.
It's Ryan. Ryan. Ryan and Sean. Leap Year.
Why isn't it Sean?
Should be.
It's Ryan, Ryan, Ryan and Sean.
She's not as important.
You've named yourself three times. Yeah. But once.
It's Ryan, Ryan, Ryan and Sean.
Yeah.
Leap Year. Completed it, mate.
Not Leap
It's not Leap Year, is it?
Not Leap Year.
Why do you go off script, guys? Stick to the script.
I think that's next year, Ryan, Ryan, Ryan and Sean.
Is it the first tomorrow, isn't it? It's not a leap year. And also, the leap year wouldn't have finished yet, because leap year would finish on December the 31st.
Yeah, so it was all wrong.
All wrong, Ryan, all wrong. Ryan and Sean. Get involved. We just need you to say February completed, mate, or Tuesday completed, mate. That's it. Don't try and add to it. It's a proven system.
Yeah,
don't try and add words to it.
You ruined it, Ryan, Ryan.
You ruined the whole game. Get involved, send a voice note through. You can do that via the app, and you can find the app on the app stores and Google Play. Just search for Radio Essex. Right, let's do this then. We have our contenders for Tuesday.
Tuesday, rap stars and DJs.
A to Z of music on the letter C. Calvin Harris, Cardi B, Coolio, Cascada, Charlie XCX is a good shout, Capella. Actually, there was loads. I didn't think there was that many...
No,
DJs and rap stars being in the C, Central C come up, but the two that came up more than any other, and will battle it out for the ultimate C for hip hop and DJs, is
Coolio.
Yeah, Gangsta's Paradise, Coolio. If you want to hear this song before six tonight, and vote Coolio into that ultimate Hall of Fame, you can do that now on the text A1400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message for the late Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise, or Calvin Harris, of course. Here he is with Rihanna and We Found Love. If you want to hear this song before six, put Calvin in. Winning tune plays before six tonight. It's Radio Essex, 5:46, Tuesday, Sigala and Melody. Hello to Lee. Hey, Chris and Scott. Can you possibly say... this is awkward.
When will people learn?
Well, the annoying thing is, I'll read on. Can you possibly say happy birthday to my daughter, Kira?
No.
She's 11 today. However, I know you don't do birthdays.
Correct.
She's a leap year baby, doesn't actually have a birthday this year, so I was hoping you could give her a shout out. Lots of love, Mummy and Jamie. It's a different one, isn't it?
Well, I tell you...
She's not actually a birthday.
I tell you what...
Yeah.
This is okay, I think, because it's not
even
birthday.
A birthday.
It's not Kira's birthday.
We're just basically saying, hey, Kira, how are you? You're all right? Good.
Normal day.
Normal day for you, normal day for everybody else.
What's happening tomorrow? Oh, no, wait, it's March.
It's March, yeah. 28th today, nothing important for you there. Tomorrow, 1st of March, nothing important for you there. It's all gone.
So, it's not your birthday.
So we won't be able to say, Kira, listen, I hope you have an amazing 11th birthday today.
Can't say that.
Tomorrow, whatever it is. We can't do a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kira. Everybody,
happy birthday to you.
Can't do it. Say, you know, from Mummy and Jamie.
Say it at all. So, appreciate you've put on there, you know, we don't do birthdays. We're just making the point we don't do birthdays because our boss doesn't like it when we do birthdays. Because apparently...
Nobody cares.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. So anyway, Lee, Kira, happy birthday is not something we can say to you, but I hope you have an amazing non-birthday day. And that's from Mummy and Jamie. Right, 5:47, Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Coming up after 6, it's JoJo on the radio.
We have no birthday shout-outs.
You don't do birthdays either?
No.
This is spread now.
I did one and then I got the email. You know?
You just don't, just best off not doing them.
Yeah.
Get into loads of trouble.
Don't not do them the way we don't do them, because that'd be stealing. So let
what
us
do...
What
do you mean? You just don't do them? There's nothing special about it.
But don't not do them in the same way as we don't not do them.
It's like, there's nothing special about the way you don't do them. Like, there's nothing special about my 9 o'clock hour.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like that.
Well done, John.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, nothing after 9, obviously. If you don't do anything then.
Way to sell your show, Joe.
So, coming up, nothing with Joe. So, what's coming up at 6?
6 o'clock.
I'm going to take a guess. You're probably going to rock out the news with a bit of Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me. Probably get into a bit of Sam Ryder, Taylor Swift, Jack Harlow. Maybe get that on and CeeLo Green.
Maybe.
You just ruined the first 25 minutes of Joe's show.
I didn't choose the songs. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because he's going to announce them now and they're going to go, Chris has already told
him. He's going to go, I'm
going to have to go
idea.
And change them all.
I'm going to play some Jack Harlow and people go, we know you are, because Chris told us at like 10 to 6. No, they're good songs. They're coming up along with Travel. And
getting
then at
home.
7, it's the hot 7 at 7. I can't see what they are yet because they haven't been voted for yet. No. So I can't
yet
ruin
to
that.
Go in. Yeah.
8 o'clock, any guests in tonight?
Not tonight, no, but...
You got any guests on the horizon?
I do, tomorrow, yeah.
Who?
Mae Stevens.
Oh, she's really good.
Yeah, all over TikTok.
What's the new song? She had, because...
If We Ever Broke Up.
Dropped little snippets of that song on TikTok, yep. And now she's been taken on by a record company. Yep. It's like almost the first time we've heard the whole song.
Yeah.
That's that, Mae Stevens.
You're in the know, isn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
All the TikTok that research that you do.
It's in the UK Hot 40 Countdown. It's that one to watch next week, so I had to do some research, and that's how I knew. But that's what happened, wasn't it? So now I got signed up, so now I can release the whole song, and then you've got her on the show tomorrow as well.
Yep.
Big name, big artist.
Yeah. Also the exact same age as me, which is kind of weird.
So the day?
No, she's 12 and she's releasing music. Amazing.
What do you mean? Same birthday?
No, not the same birthday.
Well, she's not exactly the same age as you, is she?
No, no.
Don't be pedantic.
When I said the word exactly, I didn't mean it.
When's her birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, probably doesn't have birthdays anyway. So it doesn't matter. So you're on the radio from 6 o'clock tonight after the winning tune on today's A to Z of Music.
Tuesday, Rap Stars and DJs.
We were looking at Rap Stars and DJs. We had two songs battling it out to be the song that ends the show tonight and to go forward to the ultimate band member, artist, DJ, beginning with C, which we'll find out on Thursday's show. So today was Coolio against Calvin Harris.
Yes, big one.
Big one.
Yeah.
Big one. The winner by a big margin, surprisingly. I don't think I'm surprised. I think people more voting for this song than the artist.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there was this song and there was another song called See When You Get There.
Yeah.
But this was the big song. Of course it is. Gangster's Paradise. Coolio, thank you very much for all your votes tonight. We will continue with the 8 Centre Music tomorrow. JoJo on the radio next.
February. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.